I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine demanded Tuesday that Russia allow humanitarian aid into the southern city of Mariupol and let civilians leave the strategic city that has been heavily bombarded by Russia since its invasion of Ukraine started nearly a month ago. Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister Irina Verichuk made the demand in a televised address, saying the Russians need to open a humanitarian corridor for civilians. Ukraine's appeal came a day after it rejected an ultimatum to surrender the southeastern Ukrainian city as a condition for civilians to leave safely. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in a video address Tuesday to the Italian parliament, said there is nothing left in Mariupol. Reporter Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint program Tuesday the situation in Mariupol may be the worst in Ukraine, and the people there have limited options.
The situation is that there are a lot of civilians still remain there in the basement. 80% of the city is destroyed. 30% of these destructions apparently are not going to be able to fix. The only way to escape now is to go out with private cars. And this is happening under the shelling. So Ukrainian army do everything possible to, you know, to help people to get out with private cars.
Meanwhile, a Ukrainian photojournalist has gone missing in a combat zone near the capital, raising fears he could have been injured, killed, or taken captive by Russian forces. The Union News Agency reported Tuesday that Maxim Levin has been unaccounted for since March 13th when he contacted a friend from Mishurod near Kyiv. Levin has worked as a photojournalist and videographer for many Ukrainian and international publications. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is warning U.S. companies, particularly those involved with the nation's infrastructure, they need to keep their digital doors locked tight with the war in Ukraine going on. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Biden spoke to the Business Roundtable, warning CEOs.
Based on evolving intelligence, Russia may be planning a cyber attack against us.
Specifically, critical infrastructure. And he said companies should harden their defenses.
It is the national interest at stake.
Earlier, the president's top cybersecurity aide, Ann Neuberger, expressed frustration at a White House press briefing that some critical infrastructure entities have ignored alerts from federal agencies.
We continue to see adversaries compromising systems that use known vulnerabilities for which there are patches.
And the president pressed the point with business leaders.
It's a patriotic obligation to invest as much as you can in making sure.
Biden also offered federal assistance should they want it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The 7.4 magnitude earthquake that struck off northeastern Japan last week might not have caused severe damage or a destructive tsunami, but it is wreaking havoc with the country's already fragile power system. Japan's Trade Minister Koichi Haguta said the quake shut down 6 thermal power plants, with some expected to remain offline for weeks. The government has issued urgent calls to save energy, such as turning off neon signs, dimming lights, and lowering thermostats. The Tokyo Electric Power Company, known as TEPCO, warned of limited power supplies as temperatures fell around the Tokyo area to 2 degrees Celsius. So far, there have been no blackouts, but the Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry is urging people to lower their energy consumption until at least Wednesday. The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, has launched the United Nations Children's Fund. UNICEF has launched a drive to vaccinate more than 9 million children against polio this week in 4 countries in southern and eastern Africa after an outbreak was confirmed in Malawi. The urgent vaccination program was started in Malawi, where drops of inoculation were being placed in the mouths of children across the country, including the capital Lilongwe and the largest city Blantyre. UNICEF Eastern and Southern African Regional Director Mohamed Fall said the Malawi polio case is the first wild case of the disease found in Africa in 5 years, and their goal is to stop it in its tracks. He said polio spreads fast and can kill or cause permanent paralysis. Officials with UNICEF say the vaccination campaign will be expanded on Thursday to include the neighboring countries of Mozambique, Tanzania, and Zambia. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukraine has demanded that Russia allow humanitarian aid into the southern city of Mariupol and let civilians leave the strife-torn city. Reporting to your remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.
Billboard, baby, do a leap and make them dance when they come on. Everybody.